The charges were levied yesterday, 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter against the proprietors of the Ghost Ship Warehouse. And on the KSRO Liveline with us this morning is attorney Chris Dolan. He represents some of the victims' families. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning to you.
What are the families thinking about the news yesterday that the charges of involuntary manslaughter have now been handed down?
I mean, most of the families think that the criminal action itself is not going to solve the problem. They feel that it's appropriate that some action was taken, but the bigger issue is the city and why the city didn't investigate the claims that this was a structure that was dangerous. So what they want to see is that the city act to stop this happening again, and the arrest of these two people is not the beginning of that.
Chris, so my question to you is, where does personal responsibility start around? For instance, if I go to McDonald's, I get a hot coffee and I burn myself, I consume McDonald's because the coffee's too hot. Clients go into this horribly shady neighborhood of Oakland to a completely shady building. Sadly, they pass away, but now their families and you guys are suing PG&E, neighbors, maybe the city, all sorts of people. Clearly, they went into a building that wasn't that up to date to begin with, and now they get to sue everybody. Where does personal responsibility come in?
Well, the way you phrase it, I think, is unfortunately very simplistic. If you walk into a building and the building happens to be a restaurant that's not a good restaurant, or a restaurant that maybe doesn't appear to be a high-end restaurant, should you die if they don't have a proper fire suppression system? They're going into a structure, and actually they have a right to assume that the structure is one that is properly constructed and safe. So you can't blame someone for being in a structure when the law says those structures are supposed to be maintained in a particular condition and there's no warning that it isn't otherwise.
How likely do you think, Chris, that the two proprietors that were named and the charges have been levied against will go to trial and will come out with some sort of reasonable sentence?
Well, in a case of this type where they're looking at potentially facing up to 39 years in jail, which is in essence the rest of their life, it's unlikely that a person would risk that. So often what they'll do is they'll find some sort of a plea agreement
right,
that will hold them culpable, but not necessarily risk the extensive sentence.
Doesn't this, once again, kind of going far-reaching, so you guys are also, I believe you're part of the suit with PG&E, who provides power, and then the person who was performing at the party. Once again, doesn't that seem excessive in the people that are culpable in this incident?
No, I don't know why you keep saying holding people who are responsible is excessive. Ultimately, 12 people in a jury determine what is or is not excessive or what is or is not appropriate. So you seem to prejudge the fact that these people who are being claimed to be held responsible, for some reason they haven't done anything. So,
well, no, but my point to you is just that I'm the average person and I hear this suit and I say, okay, you're suing PG&E because they provided power to this building, or you're suing the person that was performing at the party. It just, as the normal person, it would seem like that might be a little excessive for suing.
Well, you don't know the facts about PG&E. The PG&E did not have a meter going into this building, although PG&E is required to have a meter. PG&E had put meters in other areas of this building, the buildings next door, where they should have known that the power was being transported right across through the building into the other area. PG&E has a legal responsibility to provide power in a lawful manner. These are all things set up by the CPUC. So it's not excessive to hold PG&E responsible to the laws that have been set out by the city. As far as the band is concerned, one of the issues that is thought to be the cause of this fire is the power overloading. And so if the band was drawing too much power or using a defective, what they call snake, which is to draw power, they may be responsible. When you start a lawsuit, you have to name all the potential parties. As evidence develops, then you may exclude some of the parties. It's not the other way around. You can't start a lawsuit and then add
people
generally over time. I mean, that can happen, but it's usually the contrary.
What are the families hoping for here, Chris?
I mean, overall, the families would like to see this never happen again to other people. And unfortunately, the way that that usually occurs is that somebody is held accountable. Now, PG&E is not going to be arrested for a crime. You're not going to have the city arrested for a crime. But it's ironic when you look at what Nancy O'Malley said yesterday about how these folks were culpable and were being charged for allowing a fire trap to exist. The city did likewise. There's a fire station 500 feet away from this place.
Yep.
We have evidence to the effect that these firemen were in this building and saw the condition that it was in and took no action.
Well, it's going to be a long battle, that's for sure. These are the kinds of things that are years in the making and years in the outcome as well. Chris, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Good day.
That's Attorney Chris Dolan, who is representing about three of the families of victims from the Ghost Ship fire.